forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. The move marked the first non-symbolic legislative measure in the United States to counter the atrocity.
众院通过美国首个惩罚中共活摘器官法案。3月27日，美国联邦众议院以压倒性的票数通过了一项法案，惩罚中共对良心犯的活摘器官行为。这是美国首次采取非象征性的立法措施来打击这一暴行。
H.R. 1154, dubbed the Stop Forced Organ Harvesting Act of 2023, passed by a vote of 413-2. It aims to sanction anyone involved in the grisly act and require annual government reporting on such activities taking place in China and other countries. In particular, this report must feature a list of perpetrators who facilitated organ harvesting and trafficking of persons for organ harvesting, which will direct the president to impose visa and property blocking sanctions on perpetrators.
H.R. 1154号法案被称为2023年停止活摘器官法案，以413票对2票获得通过。该法案旨在制裁所有参与这一害人行为的人，并要求政府每年报告在各国发生的这类非法活动，以便总统对参与者实施签证和财产方面的制裁。
Republican Representative Chris Smith, the principal sponsor of the bill, called attention to the penalties in the bill for those found to be involved in forced organ harvesting, a civil penalty of up to $250,000 and a criminal penalty of up to $1 million and 20 years in prison.
该法案的主要发起人共和党众议员克里斯·史密斯呼吁关注法案中对参与活摘器官者的惩罚，最高25万美元的民事处罚，以及最高100万美元20年监禁的刑事处罚。
Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party murder 60,000 to 100,000 young people every year to steal their organs, Smith said ahead of the floor vote. This is an atrocity, this is a crime against humanity, and it's a war crime because this is a war on innocent people in China, and Chinese leader Xi Jinping is directly responsible. For those who willingly engage in this will be held responsible.
史密斯议员在投票前表示，习近平与中共每年杀害6万至10万年轻人，以盗窃他们的器官。这是一种暴行，这是一种反人类罪，也是一种战争罪，因为这是对中国无辜人民的战争。习近平应负直接责任，但那些心甘情愿从事这种行为的人也将被纠责。
On the House floor, Democrat Representative Susan Wild highlighted the annual reporting requirement in the bill, which she said would ensure the United States to make an informed assessment regarding the magnitude and prevalence of this problem.
在众议院，民主党众议员苏珊·威尔德强调了法案要求年度报告的重要性。她说，这将确保美国对这一问题的规模和普遍性做出有根据的评估。
Given the ongoing genocide, we cannot take Beijing at its word about what it is and is not doing, she said. We need to investigate and we need to verify. We should never look away from injustice and repression wherever it takes place.
威尔德说，鉴于正在进行的种族灭绝行为，关于有没有这种行为，我们不能听信北京的说法。我们需要调查，我们需要核实。无论不公正和镇压发生在哪里，我们都不应视而不见。
The bill's Senate counterpart, S-761, is now under review by the Committee on Foreign Affairs after it was introduced on March 9th, 2023, Senators Chris Coons and Tom Cotton lead a group of 15 co-sponsors in introducing the bill.
共和党人汤姆·科顿和民主党人克里斯·库恩斯等十几位参议员在3月9日也提出了该立法的参院版本 S-761 号法案。
If passed by the Senate and President Biden, the bill would mark the first non-symbolic legislation in the United States countering forced organ harvesting. In 2022, both the United Kingdom and Canada passed legislations combating organ harvesting, joining Israel, Taiwan, Italy, and Spain among the countries with bills to combat organ tourism.
如果参议院也通过法案，总统拜登签字后，该法案就成为美国首次采取非象征性的立法措施来打击强制活摘器官。去年，英国和加拿大也通过立法，加盟以色列、台湾、意大利和西班牙等国家，禁止器官移植旅游。
In 2019, an independent tribunal in London concluded after a year-long investigation that forced organ harvesting has taken place in China for years on a significant scale, with detained Falun Gong practitioners being the principal source of organs. Its final judgment released on March of the following year, which included 300 pages of witness testimony and submissions, found no evidence of the practice having been stopped.
2019年，伦敦的一个独立法庭在经过长达一年的调查后得出结论，认定大规模强摘器官事件已在中国进行多年，而被拘留的法轮功学员是器官的主要来源。2020年3月，独立法庭公布了最终判决书，包括300页的证人证词和陈述。发现没有证据表明这种做法已停止。
According to the Falun Dafa Information Center, Falun Gong, also called Falun Dafa, is a spiritual practice which includes moral teachings based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, along with 5 meditative exercises, enjoyed significant popularity for its health and moral benefits in China in the 1990s.Eventually attracting an estimated 70 million to 100 million people by the end of the decade.
据法轮大法信息中心介绍，法轮功也称为法轮大法，是佛家上乘修炼功法，包括真善忍的修炼原则以及打坐等五套功法。法轮功从1992年公开传出后，由于祛病健身的功效和使人道德升华而深受欢迎，到90年代后期，修炼法轮功的人数已达到7000万至1亿人。
Perceiving this popularity to be a threat to its control, the Chinese Communist Party CCP launched an elimination campaign in 1999, resulting in millions of adherents being detained and an unknown number of deaths.From slave labor, torture, and other abuses over the past 23 years.
中共认为法轮功的普及对其控制中国人是一种威胁，在1999年发起了对法轮功的血腥镇压。23年来，数百万法轮功学员被非法关押，遭到酷刑折磨和被迫害致死的人数不计其数。
Welcome back to the Chinese show on CGSF 9.1 FM. Now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you a music piece by Jack Wilkinson.And it's called Slow Covered Branches, which is from the album titled titled The Rondo Sessions, released in 2019.听众朋友，欢迎您接着收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的拉陈秀的音乐节目部分。现在呢，又到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Jack Wilkinson出品的一首乐曲，名字叫做 Slow Covered Branches， 希望你喜欢。 by Patrice Jego, and it's called I'm So Glad I'm Standing Here Today, which is from the album titled If It Aren't Enough, released in 2019. 下面要推荐给大家的是来自 Patrice Jogo 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 I'm So Glad I'm Standing Here Today. For more information about her music, you can visit www.patricejogo.com. That is PATRICEJEGOU.com. Hope you enjoy.
There were times I remember had to fight just to hold my head up. Those times when even my friends tried to make a fool of me. There were things that my heart looked at that they just couldn't see.
Next is a music piece by Matt Selick, and it's called The Watch of Mars, which is from the album titled North Shore, released 2019. And for more information about his music, you can visit mattselick.com。 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Matt Selick 的音乐，名字叫做 The Watch of Mars， 希望你喜欢。The last music piece of today's segment of the Chinese show, and it's a song vocal by Andy Liu, and it's called 最爱是你, which means you are the one I love most, and Hershey, thank you for listening to our show, and wish you a happy weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 9.1 FM. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自刘德华演唱的《最爱是你》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家收听我们的节目，祝大家有一个愉快的周末。我们下个星期再在空中相会。生命才完整。